Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 29th, 2026 edition. Duggan's final campaign report reveals why it was final. Former mayor of Detroit ran independent for governor. Mike Duggan had little trouble finding people willing to write large checks. The problem was finding enough people willing to write the checks at all. On the surface, Duggan's final campaign finance report released late Monday showed favorable numbers. But by the time he dropped out, Duggan raised $5.9 million for his campaign, compared to Jocelyn Benson, who raised $10 million, and John James, who had raised $6.5 million. So according to the numbers, he was in the race. Now, notice, take point on this story. They don't mention that Perry Johnson has already spent $30 million on his campaign. And in the closing days, will spend another $20 million. Total $50 million for this primary. Well, getting back to Duggan's report, campaign contributions between January 1st and May 21st averaged out. Benson was bringing in more than $12,000 a day, with the average contribution size of just under $95 from over 18,000 donors. James was bringing in $10,500 a day. His average contribution was $88 from 17,000 contributions. Duggan, averaging $6,000 per day, with his donations much higher, at $650, coming from 1,300 donors. Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark said this really shines some light on Duggan's candidacy, which is to say, he was extremely well known and very well liked in the political and business world in the state, but never really got much traction with the grassroots voters early on. Former Duggan campaign communications director Andrea Bitley pointed out that the candidate mentioned in his final communications that fundraising, along with sagging poll numbers, were the reasons he pulled the plug on his candidacy. Well, the final report puts the numbers behind the problem Duggan described. Unlike Benson and James, Duggan didn't have a national network of party loyalists who would write numerous low-dollar checks. For example, of James' 12,518 unique donors from January 1st to July 19th, only 36% came from Michigan. for Benson, 60% of her contributions came from Michigan. But that's a departure from previous reports that had shown half of her contributors lived outside the state. Now, according to this last report, she's all the way up to 60% report from Michiganders. Now, the other component to this is very interesting. Mike Duggan, from January 1st, May 21st, had 1,057 donors giving to his campaign. 88% were Michiganders, meaning he was getting his support here in the state. Well, Oakland University political science professor Dave Duilio said, it is the curse of the independent candidate. Not having a well-established, tried-and-true donor base to go to. Clark said that contrasting with Benson and James in a very partisan state like Michigan really highlighted the long shot of an independent statewide candidate. He pointed out that Duggan has a good resume and a good story to tell. He even pointed to how the overall fundraising was looking good for the candidate in the beginning. He believes that if Duggan had stayed in the race, it would have been a completely different outcome. We don't see very many campaigns in very many states for high office where you got three candidates that are all experienced and credible. If Mike Duggan can't do that, it means it's going to be really hard for someone else to ever do it in the future. Folks, I've been saying that forever. Independent third-party candidates don't get more than 10% of the November election ever. I believe the last one that did was the presidential race of Ross Perot back in the 1990s. Well, Professor Clark said at the beginning of the year, it even looked like the best time for the independent to run to have a chance until the primary machine revved up and financial support dried up. He wondered what it would look like had Duggan run for the Democratic nomination rather than as an independent. It's probably the race that we'd be talking about leading up to primary day because you would have a very credible Democrat running for the Democratic nomination for governor. But he chose a different path, and, well, that path didn't work out well for him. Saginaw Spirit Vice President Jimmy Green, however, believes what happened to Duggan isn't necessarily the same script that would happen to a future independent candidate. He said it is possible that Duggan just got in too early, ran too loudly at the gate, and those mistakes of his campaign will be going to be used as a guide for future independent runs. I think you're going to see a formidable independent candidate come out of the ashes of all this. When the bell sounds, you cannot simply give all the power full speed ahead right out of the gate. You need to spread it out over the entire length of the campaign to get to the finish line. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And that's what Duggan did, said Green. I agree. Mike Duggan spent a ton of money on billboards, TV, just really out there way too early. And he saved some of those resources for even June and July, he would have been probably a lot farther ahead compared to what he did. And Jimmy Green thinks that this is definitely something that another independent will take into consideration in the future. So, very interesting final report on Mayor Mike Duggan's campaign. U.S. Senate candidate Haley Stevens, U.S. Congresswoman. Kind of an interesting little short story here. We'll get this started, wrap it up in the final segment. Major concerns and things that she's talking about. The future of Social Security benefits. Social Security, things that we fought for, things that we worked for. Well, according to 79-year-old Frederick Anderson of Detroit, known as Fast Freddy, attending an event downtown Detroit, as Frederick Anderson, known in Detroit as Fast Freddy, approaches his 80th birthday, he worries about the future of Social Security benefits. Fast Freddy said, in speaking with MERS last evening, planning to vote next week in the August 4th primary. But what I'm concerned about is the future of Social Security. They're building new structures, but they forget about infrastructure for the people. They forget about the foundation. You can build buildings 50-story high, or you can build a new bridge. But what about the foundation for the people? Older Michigan voters, he said, plan to vote for candidates that they feel most familiar with, but have lost confidence in new political faces who make large promises but fail to fulfill them. Social Security is his top issue. Well, being 80 years old, I can understand why. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to End of the Show. While attending the Senior Summer Sizzler in downtown Detroit near the Eastern Market, it was the fifth annual event in a high turnout block. Most seniors concerned about affordability and Social Security. Mike Kilgore, 75, voted absentee a month ago. While receiving Social Security checks, Kilgore works as a marketing consultant and runs his own entertainment agency. He promotes one of the bands that was performing at the event. He said he drives a 2004 Cadillac, a car he didn't want to be driving regularly until his other vehicle gave out. Main reason is because the vehicle requires premium gas, which he says now costs him roughly $100 to fill up these days. I cannot afford not to work. He also said that I believe most average senior citizens must work in their retirement years in order to make ends meet. But that's all you end up doing. You don't have time to go on any trips or vacations. You may not even be able to afford a car because you won't be able to afford the gas. If you want to be able to live comfortably, you have to get an extra job. He says that he sees his preferred candidates as working toward better healthcare access, cheaper groceries, and empathy for everybody's feelings. Kilgore, a United States Navy veteran who has struggled with diabetes, lymphoma, and sleep apnea. He also hopes for a wider distribution of veteran benefits. Kilgore said he did not vote for the progressive U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed. I just have another candidate that I prefer. When questioned specifically about El-Sayed, well, I can't say anything good about him, but I can't say anything bad either. I mean, just all of a sudden he popped up during this election. He ran for governor back in 2018. But where has he been since then? I don't care about him being Muslim or named Abdul. I don't care about his origin or his religion or anything like that. My main thing is I will only vote for you if I know who you are. When told that El Sayed spent time as the Wayne County Health Director and got all kinds of publicity from it, Kilgore said, the average person is not going to vote for somebody who just popped up. Again, that's his perspective. Another senior attending the event, Joanne Gaddis, 75 years old from Dearborn Heights. Gaddis said that she's lived in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Southfield, and worked as a nurse aide and in administrating hospice care. This year, she said she struggled with transportation, housing, and dental care. Her absentee ballot is still sitting on her table, along with numerous candidate flyers that have been put in her mailbox. She thinks she's leaning towards voting for U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens because of the experience in the Obama White House, but she still wants to do more research. Her eyebrows raise skeptically when mentioned that El Sayed has a platform of Medicare for all. Gaddis says, I don't believe they're going to do that. When I'm trying to get transportation, it's the hardest thing to do right now. When it comes to insurance, oh, well, we got it, but don't worry about it. Then when it comes time to get real transportation, I have nothing. My family has to help me and pitch in. I'm trying to get in-home care, but they say that I earn too much money at my part-time job to supplement my Social Security. She receives a pension, but her rent takes 40% of her checks. Well, former Livingston County Republican Party chair and head of the Victory Fields operation who attended the event, Megan Reckling, said, I think seniors across Michigan are going to vote significantly to the left. Majority of our seniors are driving the ultra-progressive movement that we see happening in the Democratic Party. Honestly, Megan, I think you're wrong. I think it's going to be the younger people. I think the seniors are going to support Haley Stevens. Kevin Kievsky coming on in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing,